Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to your higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Komar, and to my either right or left, however you're looking at it, is my other co-host, Joaquin Komar. Today, we are going to discuss steps to take to avoid work burnout. Look, if you are in a career, trying to find a career, just living life, making ends meet, you tend to get to a point where you feel a little burnout. And sometimes not you get to a point you always constantly feel burnout, depending upon how hard you're working and grinding out there in these streets. Uh-huh. And what Joaquin and I want to talk to you about today is the signs of what burnout looks like once you recognize it. Hopefully you can recognize it before it actually hits you. And if it does hit you, what you can do to, first off, recognize the signs, and then also to make sure if it hits you, how you can improve, how you can take care of it. And then hopefully to have a system in place to where you don't have to worry about it ever happening again. Like myself and Joaquin have put in an application over our work careers, over our matriculation, over our, you know, education and our business careers. We realize how to put certain systems in place so we don't get that burnout feel. We don't get that overwhelmed feel. So we can be and sustain a level of success and consistency and deliverability on what we're trying to achieve. So Joaquin has some just three simple steps that we're going to go over today. He's going to give some case in points, case studies, if you will. He's been the case study, but he's going to give some examples as to how it's worked for him. And then we'll just explore that and leave you with that. All right, guys. So Joaquin, the floor is yours, brother. Let's go on to take these people. What does burnout look like?
For sure. So I'm going to go over kind of like two main things first, and then just kind of go over what that looks like. So as far as burnout, there's like two roads that you'll cross, right? Either like, say like emotionally or mentally, you have that burnout. And then like physically, you'll have that burnout. Hmm. So as far as like emotional symptoms, things that you'll come across is like feeling super drained, you know? Yeah. So like things that you normally really, really like to do, if you just feel like you have no time and energy for those things, mm-hmm. and or you're just like completely turned off, then that's a sign that you are like emotionally or mentally drained. Another sign is if you're like extremely irritable or frustrated, if you start snapping at people, you know, for simple things, you know, that's a sign that you're probably burned out. Just to give you a little story, I was like bodybuilding for a little while, and I would like meditate. I always meditated in the morning. So I would be able to like catch myself when I was tripping, you know. So normally, in the morning, I'm a super like happy guy, and also I'm very chill. And so when I would catch myself like snapping or, you know, just not responding to things like how I would normally respond, I'm like, okay, you know, you're tripping. So like, that's one of the ways you can catch yourself, especially if you have like a journal that you write on in the morning to go over like your thoughts and things like that. If you're noticing that, like, you're not thinking the same, or, you know, you feel like the devil, right? Then another sign that you're probably burned out.
Yeah, hoping not as far as the devil.
right. Just an example. It can't get crazy though.
let me piggyback on that though. That's so real though, Robert. You're right though. So what I love that. Thank you for sharing, because I as well meditate in the morning, part of my routine and if you want to call it ritual, whatever you want to call it. But I am the same way. But I like what you separated emotional, you know, and then snapping on people. I think the key, because you meditate, and you can speak to this too in a moment, because you put yourself in a state of meditation, right? It allows you to be fully aware of oneself, right? Okay. And I think what happens with us, most people, because if you don't have that part of your ritual and you're not priming your day or starting your day off where you're making yourself aware of oneself and meeting your thoughts, how you feel, then it becomes virtually impossible, if you don't do that, to be able to be aware of the signs of you might be snapping or you're emotionally not energized as much as you once were until it's too late, right? Uh-huh. So I think, guys, if you heard that first thing that he said he does, that's a very huge key, meditation, because it gives us awareness of ourself. When we don't have awareness of ourselves, then we just let life dictate to us instead of us dictating to life. And also, too, guys, we're putting together a course that we're going to drop top of the year. We're going to do pre-sales before, but we're going to walk you through more in-depth detail of what we're talking about. But would you say that that meditation helps you be more aware of your feeling and energy of what you're projecting or receiving?
Yeah, definitely. Because it just gives you like, it kind of just lets you like sit and like look in the mirror and, you know, just see what you're giving off, you know, feel what you're giving off. So, you know, I'd say that's like, for me, like that's everything. Starting my morning off with some type of meditation, whether it's a walk or like whatever, you know, just sitting and talking with myself, like it's super important because it lets you know who you are, what you're feeling, why you're feeling some things. You know, you can get really deep, you know, so yeah, it's huge.
You said talking with yourself. So what you say to yourself?
You know, it kind of depends. So, you know, a lot of times I'll just kind of like, I'll go over with myself, you know, what do I need to get done for the day? You know, that's one thing. What I want to accomplish in the future, how I want to feel when I accomplish those things and try to feel those feelings now. Like any like negative stuff that I'm feeling, I try to go over with myself. Well, like, why am I feeling that? And like, does that even matter? You know, so
I
try to ask myself simple questions to get down to the nitty gritty, you know, and, you know, figure out whatever I need to figure out. Right then and there, so I can, you know, keep pushing forward.
So that's beautiful, brother. And it sounds like it's more of a mindful meditation, which I have moved more into over the past 2 or 3 years. Mindful, I was in transcendental meditation styles and training at first, which I was when we were doing our travels, when I was in Colombia first. And then when I got to Dubai, I started picking it up really heavy. Only because it was a Muslim country, and that's when they would have the, you know, the prayers, you know, midday, and the sounds go off. So I would do my meditation in place of like prayer, you know, because I'm not Muslim. But it sounds like what you're talking about, more of a mindfulness of oneself, right? Seeing where you stand, talking to yourself, and then what we talk about. You heard me say priming. Tony Robbins is very big on that whole, he made a huge career off of it, right?
Big time.
Yeah. But he's very big on priming oneself. And what I like to say is, and we put this all in the course in detail, but what I like to say is, if you heard Joaquin say he likes to set his intention, he likes to set, you know, like where he is, to get priming. This is important because unbeknownst to you, ladies and gentlemen, you do prime yourself for things in life. If I can make an analogous to, if you're a sports fan, before you go to a game, right? If you are a big fanatic of your team, right? If you're Ohio, if you're, you know, California, whatever, New York, what do they call it? Tailgating. Well, tailgating is priming. You're priming yourself to get excited for the game, right? And you hope your energy, you know, permeates the stadium as everybody else, the other 30,000 fans, right? So your team wins, right? You prime yourself before you go on a date, right? If I'm going to take a young lady out, I'm getting my hair cut, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting fresh on them, getting my outfit, right? I'm priming myself, right? I talk to the homies to say, hey, yo, if she does this or she orders this, right, I'm priming. If you're a woman, you get your nail and mani-pedi, right? Priming. So we do priming in everyday things in life. If you're getting ready for a job, you go for a job interview, you have to do a mock walkthrough, right? You have to sit down. If you're smart, you sit down at the mirror or you sit down with a family member or someone that has been through the position and you mock it. You prime yourself to get ready for that. And I'm giving you the platform 1 second. We do priming. What's astonishing to me is we don't necessarily recognize, like Joaquin has done at such a young age, where we need to prime ourselves for the life that we want to have. And every new day, we have to do that same thing. We have to prime, as he said, set our intentions for how we want to be received and how we want to receive the world that we're getting ready to go into. If you don't do this, then the world starts to maneuver and push you around. And then you get to a point to where you're burned out, you're exhausted, you're tired, because you're constantly getting moved. You're not staying stoic. What do you think about what I'm saying with that?
Yeah. No, I think you know, I think you hit it perfectly. If you're just going out here you know, all willy-nilly and just take what's being thrown at you, it kind of feels like you just have no control, right? I feel like some people that I've had, like, you know, brief conversations with, you know, they say things like, oh, I just can't control my feelings and, you know, I can't control. And I'm like, dude, just thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Like, that's the only thing that you can control, you know? And if you just took some time in the morning to, like, figure that out, then, like, you wouldn't be out here, you know, like a chicken with his head cut off. So it's just like, it's about laying that foundation down. And if you don't, you're going to feel lost. But you don't know what you don't know. So if you're not laying that foundation down, you won't even know that you're out here like a chicken with his head cut off. So, you know, you got to take that time, like, for yourself to ground yourself, basically.
That's a great point, man. I love it. You don't know what you don't know, but that's why you're here with us on Higher Power Tech, because our whole goal is to help, you know, stir up conversations and bring, you know, ideas that you may think you know about, but because there's not a discussion on it within this realm of tech, business pursuits, career pursuits, it's not enough conversation on this. Only conversation is what's the latest certification you have, what position do you have, how much do you earn, you know, have you course corrected, how's the org, how's your company? We talk all those things, but we don't talk about the individual and then the structure behind the individual and the foundation and the values behind the individual in order to keep you sound. And so that's what we're bringing this to you. So Joaquin, if you can go a little bit further too, you talked to me when we talked before, you going through your certs, right? And you had a situation going through, I think it was your Java training when you had to really learn that one. You had the migraines. How'd you handle all, can you bring that to people and talk to them about that one?
Yeah. As far as that go, well, let me just finish session on this real quick. So
okay. We
hit the emotional and the physical symptoms as far as exhaustion. For myself, like, for example, like when I'm at the gym, I'm writing my numbers down, right? Mm-hmm. I notice that if I'm not hitting like the same numbers and if it just feels like muscle don't work, like that's physical exhaustion. So if you're, if you're not able to do your normal everyday activities, then you're definitely just physically exhausted. So you got to figure something out, restructure something, take a break for a hot second, figure out what's drawing all this energy and like how you can be a little bit more efficient. And that way you'll get over that physical and that emotional exhaustion.
Okay.
So next year, as far as being more efficient, right? So say you're a guy, as Mark said, say you're a guy that's got to take work to work, right? And you don't want to burn out, right? You want to be as efficient as possible. One of the things that you want to do is put yourself on a timer at home. So when I first started learning JavaScript, one thing that I would do is I would just sit in front of the computer screen for as long as I can, 8-10 hours till I fell asleep. Didn't matter.
Focus.
So, right. For as long as I can, and I would get the craziest headaches. My head would be throbbing. My eye, I couldn't look at light. It was basically a migraine, right? And so I realized, I was like, Keem, this is really stupid. Cause you're probably going to go blind or have some type of defect that you don't want. So, I picked up a couple of techniques, learned a couple of books so that like I could get through things a lot more efficiently. So one of the things I did was I'll put myself on a timer. I would learn for maybe, you know, 25, 40 minutes, and then I would like chill for like the next 10. I learned that it's really hard for me, even if it's something that I really like love a lot, even at a football game, I can't just sit down the whole time and just watch the whole thing. Like I need to have frequent breaks of getting up, you know what I'm saying, and just doing something different.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that I did when I was learning, you know, the programming languages. I put myself on a timer for however long, 25, 40 minutes, and then I would chill for like 10, 20 minutes. So that's one thing that I would do is that timer. The next piece to that is whatever sense that I was using, typically my eyes, during that rest time that I gave myself, I would not use that sense at all.
Mm.
So I would use that time to maybe either sleep or do something that wasn't so intense on my eyes. So I would get up and like maybe go walk outside, and just anything that was not as harsh on my eyes is what I would do. So you have your timer, time yourself, give yourself that break. During that break, make sure you're using a different sense. So if you're like using your eyes a lot, or if you're using your arms a lot, or whatever muscle sense that you're using, give that sense a break. Okay. And then two things that you can do during that break to kind of help yourself just refocus is, one, sleep. That's probably, or nap. That's probably the best thing that you could do, is just give your entire body a nap. Two, another thing that you can do is just like go exercise or something. So like I said, I would just go and get up and walk, right? Mm. To kind of just give myself a break. You can go to the gym. Like, you can do whatever, anything that will, you know, give yourself that break, you know, so you can come back and be a little bit more fresh. Are great ideas so that you're not super burned out, you know, so that if you are taking work to work, you can still feel those other shoes that you might have to feel, because at work, you're employee, manager, like whatever role that you have. But at home, right, you might be a dad, a brother, husband, a cousin, like there's other shoes that you have to feel. Yeah. So I know that with, you know, people who, you know, you guys, right, who are excelling, or, you know, like trying to exceed, they say that there's no such thing as balance. Well, the way that you can kind of like smooth everything over is just put yourself on a timer, you know, and just allow yourself to feel those other shoes, wear those other hats that you need to wear at the end of the day. So,
okay. That's perfect, brother. Those steps are beautiful. And I want to go back to what you said in relation to going through the JavaScript training. If you heard him, ladies and gentlemen, talk about like he was going, you know, balls to the wall, going hard, trying to figure it out during that migraine starts to hit. And what most people do is we sit and we think we're being strong because we, you know, muscle through it and we fight through it. And there's an element of that, that yes, there needs to be that. You fight through it about the way he did it, though. If you heard him say when he was going through that, then you say you went and got books and you found out other strategies that could help you alleviate the migraine. And that's where he came across a timer in one of the books, right? So what has to happen, ladies and gentlemen, is an understanding that burnout, you have to be aware of what comes to alert you and what's actually there to harm you, right? And certain things are there to alert you, hey, things need to change. And like he said, he was very astute in saying, either if I stay on this path, I could cause some real damage to myself, right? With the eyes, and, you know, maybe, you know, something going on in the brain. But he took a step to go find something else. And we think it's a lot, because you're already doing a lot, because he needed to get the JavaScript knowledge, because that's going to help him, you know, and has helped him, you know, gain employment, other jobs, right? So sometimes we allow that pressure to compound itself, right? And we say, okay, I gotta stay in this, but we don't recognize the other signs that are showing. We feel like we gotta push through that and we don't address them. Uh-huh. But what we don't realize is, just because we don't address it doesn't mean it's gonna go away.
Right.
He addressed it. And it goes away by addressing it, right? It's a book called The Obstacles Away, meaning that you have to kind of go through the thing that is seemingly the barrier if you want to get to the other side. So he still maintained his JavaScript training. He still grasped the knowledge he needed for that. But he also grabbed more knowledge and better knowledge in the fact that he understands now how to subvert and take care of a problem within the problem. Uh-huh. And that's all life is, right? It's trying to figure out the problem within the problem, the puzzle piece within the puzzle, right? So I just want to commend you on that, brother. And I hope that you all are listening to this, because this is literally, you see it in real, he's a JavaScript training. He was in, you know, this is what we all are going through. You know, me building a career and building companies, rather, you know, having employees nationwide, at one point internationally, and trying to manage time. And like he said, family, I'm a father, right? He's my cousin, right? Trying to develop relationships and maintain, sustain relationships while you're trying to build and still trying to learn new information that you don't know, right? So that system that he had, and you tell me this, Joaquin, when you would take those breaks, because I do want to get to the napping part, do you feel like after you took those breaks, did you feel any more connectivity to the information that you were learning at the time when you would take a napping break or a walking break? Because you would do different things during your walking break too, right? Like recall or something, right? Or something like that?
Yeah. So I would come back a lot more refreshed. My eyes wouldn't hurt. And then like while I was walking, I would try to do like some active recall. So I try to go over, okay, what is a for loop? What is an if statement? You know, what is, how do I create a variable? Like I would just try to go over things that I learned. So that like I knew the information and it would just help stick a little bit more, but it just helped that like, I wasn't like, you know, like this, like still on the computer, you know what I'm saying? So it gave myself a break and I could just come back and be, it's kind of like, I mean, if you're growing up as an athlete, you can just take it back to that. It's kind of like, you know, you can't be in a gym lifting 24/7. It'll be over. It'll be over quick. You know, give yourself like time to come back and rest and come back and kill it, you know, and then like you feel a lot more fresh and be a lot more, you know, a lot stronger. And so it's just being efficient. Just find ways to be efficient and you'll be all right.
Yeah, because, you know, what was a diminishing return when you try to do too much, right? Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's no way that you can be in the gym lifting weights every day. There's no way you can run in sprints every moment. There's no way, you know what I'm saying, you can be, you know, swinging the paddle, you know, or the racket, you know, 24/7, or you can't. But when you take a step back, the sleep part is so vital. That's one that you and I will be discussing with people more in depth, but understanding how to get into your REM sleep and the training that you were doing in relation to in the presence of studying. Mm-hmm. I think that is a very vital piece that will help. It seems very minute and very benign, but it actually helps you even when it comes down to the sleep understanding and the REM sleep breakdown. Because a lot of people, especially our tech, and you know, because we're all behind a computer now, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not a specialist in data scientist or machine learning or DevOps or whatever it might be, you still even, you know, we're at a computer right now, right? Mm-hmm. So the, you know, blue light, the UV ray light, you know, LED lights, all these lights that are in our face. And most people at night, you know, want to wind down if you're, you know, in a relationship of some kind, right? You want to spend some, you know, 30, 40 minutes before you go to sleep with your boo, Netflix and chill, you know, all cuddled up and all that stuff, right? But so it's still light in your face, right? Light in the room. If you have kids, light, right? Until you put them to sleep or until they go to sleep, if they go to sleep. My point is that interrupts us from getting to our REM sleep and getting to sleep at night. I love the small training that he implemented, because I'm sure if he had rocky nights of sleep as he started implementing that time block of stepping away from the computer, it also probably helped him going at night, you know, at the proverbial trying to get that 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep. Uh-huh. You know, learn how to shut down the computers or the lights, you know, 30, 45 minutes prior to going to sleep. This will help your serotonin levels and your, you know, melatonin levels balance back out that you need in order to go to sleep, right? So you can get into that REM sleep, which will allow you to get the rest necessary and also too, to retain. Uh-huh. If you don't sleep, people, you can't retain the information that you're trying to grasp.
Right.
And it's so much in the coding world. It's so much in this tech world to try to, you know, Newton is Python, you know what I'm saying? C++, it's always something new coming up, right? SQL, all this new, you know, new stuff comes to the game, or, you know, every moment. Don't beat yourself up trying to learn it. Help yourself try to learn it by doing these techniques. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say, Joaquin?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. But, actually. So there was a book, and I forgot the name. I bring this title to you guys. It showed like the comparisons and differences in brain scans between someone that was like on drugs and say someone that was like heavily consuming caffeine or not getting, you know, as much sleep, and the brain scans were similar. So like that's how effective sleep is, right? It can like, you can deteriorate very, very fast if you're not, you know, getting the proper rest, or just if you're just going too hard, you know, and you think like, man, I gotta go balls to the wall and I gotta get this done. But it's just like, you know, you're not gonna get it done. You're actually gonna take one step forward, two steps back, right?
Four steps back.
You know, just be aware, you know, be aware of what you're doing, because you could be doing like more harm than good, even though you might have good intentions, you know, it's just not the smartest idea to go as hard as you can for as long as you can.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Our whole aim here on our podcast and the course that we're getting ready to create is to help all of you, whether you're in tech right now or your goal is to get into tech. We're trying to make sure we have high level of sustainability and consistency with our deliverability.
Right.
But it starts with you first as the individual. None of this stuff can get done, ladies and gentlemen. None of this. None of the certs, none of the you know, course correction, none of the pivots, none of the, you know, job placement, none of it can get done if you as an individual are burnt out. If you as an individual don't have a process in place to be able to handle the workload that you're getting into. Joaquin, I always talk about, you know, be careful what you ask for, especially if you haven't done the proper work to be ready for it. If you put these tools in place, you're ready for it. But if you don't have these tools in place and you say, look, I'm studying for, you know, my SQL, you know, I'm getting a boot camp and I'm, you know, trying to get this position at Meta that's going to pay me $275K a year, annually, and I want to get this job. So I'm busting my butt to do that, to add to my computer science degree. If you are overloaded and stressed while you're going through this, maybe you got two kids at home, you got a husband at home, right? And you're struggling, you've got property you're trying to manage, and you're trying to do this at the same time, and you don't take care of you. You don't do what Joaquin talked about with his meditation in the morning, his exercise in the morning, his awareness, his priming, his prepping. Now you go get this, you know, you're making a 90K position right now work with all this, but barely. Now you want to get this 275K position. 275K position is going to come with 275K responsibilities.
Right.
And all that means is more on your plate. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go for it. What we're saying is be smart. Develop a foundation to be able to handle the load that's coming by being able to handle yourself first. So if you're not putting these techniques into use, he talked about the meditation. He talked about the workouts. He talked about if you're going through studies, timing yourself, segmenting your timing yourself. Talk about going for walks. Talk about getting some sleep. If you're not doing these things now, quit trying to go grab the big thing. The big thing will come if you take care of these things. Because you know what? Like Joaquin said, now you have the clarity of mind. Now you're able to actually think and recall the new steps that you're learning without the burnout being, you know, the conflict or the friction between you trying to learn and trying to take care of everything, right? And then, like you're saying, you're taking a step forward, but you end up taking two or three steps back. You can't have that, right, when you're trying to continue moving forward. So help yourself help you. What was it, Jerry Maguire's on? Help me help you?
Right.
Right? Help yourself, people. So just think about that, okay? Because we want you to succeed. We want you to understand how to continue to move forward. But it's doing the little things that seem like they are nothing, but they're everything to you being what you want to be. Okay, because you talked about when you try to do your Olympic prowess between college and, you know, the workforce, right? You realize the nutrition was the thing that would kind of separate you from, right?
Yeah. Coming from like a wrestler background, just to give you guys, you know, a little story. You cut 10, 15, 20 pounds during the week and you throw it all back on Saturday right after the meet, right? So you're nice and fat. And I took that same mentality to like college while I was running. And you're not going to survive. You're not going to survive at all doing that. And then even when I moved to, cause I had the Olympic dream, I moved to Arizona cause I was accepted into like a group to like train. Didn't end up training with them just because I didn't know that it was going to be like such a cost. And I didn't really have like much money to like be able to like pay them. But even still, like while I was, you know, I guess training on my own, or with the coach that I was with, not the group that I got accepted into, but yeah, I just noticed that like my nutrition was just, it was trash. It was horrible. I didn't know anything about proteins. I didn't know anything about carbs. I didn't know anything about fats. So I wasn't selling and my training looking back as much as I should have. So, you know, if you don't have that, if you don't have the nutrition piece down, there's so many ways that it's going to affect you outside of not running faster or outside of, you know, not lifting the weight that you're supposed to lift in the gym. You just won't function properly, period, as a human. And, you know, some guys might be like, oh, well, like, I think I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm living, you know. But there's a difference between like just getting by and like actually functioning at the level that you're supposed to function at. So once again, you don't know what you don't know. So, you know, and until you get that settled, you're just kind of be in a place where you don't know that you don't want to be.
Right. And his the example of all that, I think we're sharing that, you know, going from wrestling to track. He's absolutely two different things, right? Some of you might be coming from a different career, you know, into the tech world, right? Something totally antithesis of maybe you were a physician or you were admin, right? And now you're getting into, you know, all the processing skills necessary, you know, certifications necessary to go into the tech world. Right. What separates you from someone else who's in a tech position, same position you might be going for, mid-level, you know, or beginner level of JavaScript, you know, placement DevOps, just the little things, right? And what I was saying and what, you know, his difference was when he went to the Olympics, everybody, your trials, even when he was at, not the trials, he wasn't trials, but he's at the training and he recognizes everybody's fast. Everybody's just as fast as he is. The reason why the nutrition started becoming aware to him is because it was something so seemingly benign, but that was actually what gave the next runner next to him, who was the same weight as him, same height as him, but he had a 2 or 3 second time difference than he did faster. And that was a difference because he had a cleaner system that can operate and make the mechanics of his body move in a certain way that, you know, Joaquin couldn't, right? Uh-huh. And it's the same thing in going into the workforce and trying to get yourself positioned and getting yourself situated for these positions. It's thousands of recs that we have to go through. And I say we because I own a staffing firm. Thousands of recs that we have to go through is thousands of candidates within a certain skill set. The things that separate you is the little things. Most often than not, it's the soft skills, not the technical skills. So in order for you to be able to develop your technical skills as well as your soft skills, is you doing the little things that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Having control over your nutrition. Your nutrition is, in this case, what we're talking about for the parallel example, is your day-to-day ability to handle and manage stress loads. The problem that a lot of people don't recognize is holding you back. You're like, well, I thought I had a great interview. A lot of times, that what's in your control, not what's out of your control. I'm not talking about, you know, the interviewer, okay? I'm talking about you. You knew you stumbled through something or you didn't deliver, you know, what you knew to deliver on, you know, the skills portion of the interview, right? But then you also, too, you didn't say what you wanted to say in relation to how you deliver your abilities, how well you could be a cultural fit. The ability to be able to be aware of oneself and slow oneself down boils down to the little things of what you do on before you get into the actual activity. All right. I hope I'm making sense. Does that make sense what I'm saying, Joaquin? And so you have to be aware of these things. And the only way to practice them ahead of time is to practice them on yourself. And what better way to practice on yourself than to do it? Right. So again, I hope that you guys are getting this. It might seem like it's esoteric or it doesn't have any place or any bearing within the workforce. But when you have, what was it, almost 400,000 people, you know, laid off last year in the tech or early 2024, right?
I said, yeah, it was a good amount.
Yeah. And now, you know, with this upcoming year, we're going to have even more layoffs happen. It's supposedly with the government and, you know, and all that. And, you know, so when you have this type of pressure in the economy and you're trying to be the differentiator, and this to separate yourself from others, because it's going to be, like I said, you think you're the only one with the DevOps, you know, cert. You think you're the only one with, you know, SQL knowledge. You're the only one with, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people in your space trying to get that one position for that company, right? To be hired. Set yourself apart by taking care of yourself the right way. And when you do that, the focus becomes all on you. And you're okay with the outcome because you're able to give what you need to give. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing Joaquin talked about, he has conversations with himself so he can balance himself. If he can say, hey, you're being crazy right now, right? Or, you know, you didn't give enough right now. This is when we say you're being hard on yourself, but then he can also in that say, okay, it's okay. Walk through the steps of why you didn't do what you needed to do. Let's get you back to that happy place before life comes and hits him and says what it wants to say. That way, when life hits him, he's like, I've already done that. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay.
You know, I'll be all right. I can do this. I can do that. I can get to the next thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I hope this is making sense. I really do. Because I this is one that's close to my heart, because I see people who we place on interviews, we walk them through the prep, you know, and then they get to it. They, after the interview, they say, I didn't think I did a great job because of this, this. And I feel hurt because I'm like, oh, I thought we walked through everything. But what I didn't possibly connect on was, what's your morning like? What's your days like? Have you walked through this? You know, have you, you know, wiped your stress off your plate before you went into this? Or did you allow this to be so stressful to you that you did not, you know, compartmentalize it properly to be able to deliver the best of yourself for this 30-minute interview? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it hurts me, and it makes me, this is a point of care for me. And I'm glad Joaquin was able to give you some pointers, because I see it in real time, and I want to see more people get the positions, get the careers that they want, because they got to feed their family. They got to pay mortgage. They got to take care of college loans. They got to take care of diapers. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of yourself. You want to go on vacation. You know what I'm saying? You want to have nice clothes, right? So it all starts from this seemingly non-important thing, but to walk away from a screen for a moment while you're studying to decompress so you can learn information, really grab the information so you don't overstrain yourself, so you can get your rest. These things are important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you want to wrap them up with, Joaquin?
You know, I like how, as far as putting all these like pieces together so that, you know, you're solid at the end of the day, I just like, I'm not sure if Will Smith was the first person said or whoever, but he kind of just talked about, you know, just putting your bricks down like brick by brick so that eventually you have this great big old wall. So, you know, just be willing to put in that time so that the foundation is laid down like it should be, so that, you know, you can eventually, you know, get that job where you can have that breakthrough. But just be willing to be efficient with the little things, you know, so that it's not as much. I mean, because it's going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah.
But you just want to make sure that you're as strong and as prepared, you know, for that uphill battle, you know. So just be willing to do the little things and everything will be all right.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. Stacking. Yep, I love it. You coders know it's stacking, man. You get it's stacking. If you stack the habits, you're good, right? Because life be life.
No doubt.
Right. So, all right, guys. We want to say thank you from Joaquin and I for liking, subscribing, commenting. Please share the videos, comment to us, talk to us. We're here to just navigate you through these waters. We will be bringing you more, you know, obviously content across the spectrum within the work life balance, if you will, or the work life, you know, paradigm that is. We want you guys to know, again, we will have a course along the way that will walk you from what we're talking about in these short form contents, whether you're listening to us on YouTube or whether you listen to us on Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening to this, or watching this, like I said, on YouTube. We're going to bring you, course, because we understand, both Joaquin and I both know the process of the start of the individual taking care of the person themselves, and then the process of trying to go through LinkedIn searches, trying to go through boot camps and certifications, and then in my case, owning a staffing firm and knowing how to situate resumes and present yourself and then take the proper interviews, and you know how to go for, you know, asking for, you know, your pay, salary, how to negotiate that, and then obviously placement, and then what that looks like, and how to go about your process through your career. We're going to walk you through all of this, all right? And again, our goal is to be a help to you, but we're going to do that if you guys interact with us, if you talk to us. We're not the end-all, be-all. We have others that we're going to bring on, guests that we're going to bring on and talk to, so therefore you just aren't always hear me talk too long or just listen to what came. We're going to make sure we give you what you need, okay? So, well, we're happy to have you. Just look out for us on Higher Power Tech. If you have any questions, you also go to higherpowertech.com, and we'll go from there. All right. We'll see you again soon, guys.